Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Friday, which means we would be remiss if we didn't welcome back friend of the show and our regularly weekly contributor, WNYC's culture editor, Charlie Herman. This is Charlie in real life, everybody. So Charlie comes on down every Friday and he tells us about one thing that we should see that's just open and one thing we need to catch before it goes away. What are you going to start with?
So the first one would be Carnegie Hall. They just started this new festival. They've done this now for about 11 years, different festivals. And this one is called Migrations, The Making of America. And what they were really interested in was looking at how different migrations coming to this country and within this country have led to, in particular for Carnegie Hall, new musical traditions. So in particular, what they looked at were three big migrations. The Scots-Irish, who came to this country, in particular moved to the Appalachia area, and we see a lot of bluegrass and country music that comes out of that world. Then there were the Russian Jews who came from Russia and Eastern Europe who really founded early Yiddish theater here in this country, especially in New York City, and then that led to a lot of the American songbook. And then finally, the African-American migration, especially from the South up to the North, to the West, and other parts of the world, and really looking at the music that was created from that.
I'm laughing because I'm two out of three of those.
And I'm two out of three of those too. We'll take that offline. We'll figure out which ones later. So what you're going to see at Carnegie Hall, for example, is they have a performance called From Shtetl to Stage, a Celebration of Yiddish Music and Culture. They'll have everyone from the pianist Evgeny Kissin to Katrina Lenk, who was the Tony winner in the band's visit. You have Michael Feinstein, who will be doing the Great American Jewish Songbook with music by Jerome Kern and Irving Berlin and Richard Rogers. But then you'll also have, about the Black migration, you'll have one new show called Two Wings, The Music of Black America in Migration. And this is by the married couple Jason Moran and Alicia Hall Moran. And they basically put together a whole story about their family and their historical record, and then bringing in other artists like Toshi Reagan and Lawrence Brownlee, the tenor, who's actually performed here at WNYC in this very space. So these are the kind of things that Carnegie Hall is doing, but then they have partners throughout the city, about 80 different partners, 100 different events, everything from dance, talks, exhibits, walking tours. Two of my favorites that I saw at the Flushing Town Hall in April, there's Flor de Toloache, which is an all-female mariachi group that will be performing. They won a Latin Grammy Award. And then there's another one called the Klezmer Meets Latin Boogaloo, which is the Spanish Fly and the Mini Klezmer All-Star. So they're going to give dance lessons for each group before, and then they're going to do a mashup and basically bring together the two music and see what comes out of it and the dance. And that's a lot of what this is about, is showing how so much of our culture is made up of all these different cultures coming together and creating new works of art, new creativity.
You just booked our next show.
I think maybe I did.
So tell me how long this goes, from when to when?
So this is starting now and it runs through May. So it's all over the city. Best thing to do is you can check out all of it, the website. We'll have a link there. Or you can also go on to Carnegie Hall, look for Migrations, and you'll find this whole very long program with a lot of things that are happening. I'm holding up the program in my hand. All the things that are happening in the city.
All right. So what is the thing that might go away need to see right away?
This you want to try and catch it. It is happening next week, March 20th through the 23rd. It is the CUNY Dance Initiative Festival. What this is for the past 5 years, the CUNY Dance Initiative has gone out to all five boroughs, to 13 different CUNY colleges, and they have leveraged the space that is open to provide a place where dancers and choreographers can actually create new work. It's a chance for them to develop the work. It's a chance for students to find out about dance that's happening in the city. It's a chance to maybe perform in the dance, just to really expose them to these new sorts of dance styles that are happening, and very focused in New York City itself. So there's about 20 to 25 residents a year. They've been doing this for 5 years. And so next week, as a part of the five-year celebration, they're putting together a festival over these couple of days. There are two programs where they will have 11 artists who have gone through this program presenting their work. So there'll be tap, there'll be contemporary ballet, flamenco, street dance, just all different styles, all by New York artists, and just give an opportunity. It's a little bit of a Whitman sampler of of dance, but really an opportunity to sort of see things that are being created here. And, you know, when you talk to dancers, one of the things they'll say is it's very hard to find space. It's very hard to create work in the city. It's very expensive to rent the space, to do everything that goes with it. And so there are a lot of spaces throughout the city that are not being used as effectively as they could be. So this is where CUNY and this program steps in, you know, throughout the whole city. And now it's a chance. This will be at Baruch Center for the Performing Arts. And you can go check out and see some of the amazing creative dance that's happening here in the city.
I don't want to put you spot. Did we have tape of this?
We do not have tape of this.
Oh, that was just for me?
That was just for you.
Okay, well, we'll put it on the website as well.
Exactly.
And by the way, next week, you're going to be sitting in.
I'm going to be sitting in.
For folks who don't know, it's spring break in New York, and I'm taking my son fishing. So
fishing? Where are you going?
We're going to Florida, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, just for a few days.
Okay.
Because he's deep into his basketball, so we can't miss basketball on the weekends. But
I can't say that I'm not very... there's some special guests we're trying to line up for next week, so I feel very fortunate to be able to talk to those people next week.
Well, who gets to be you next week? Who's going to do this?
That's a good question, actually. Maybe we'll get Rosie, the senior producer, to come in and do it.
That could be great.
So again, you know, the thing that's so great about these...
I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm
sorry. No. I was just going to say, the thing that are great about these programs is that there's so much dance that's happening in the city. It's hard to kind of keep up with it or know what to go to. This is just a great opportunity to see, you know, on one day you can see five different styles, really get a sense of what's being done in the around the city, and just people you may not know of. And these are often dancers mm-hmm. that will then go on to the Joyce or onto City Center, and it's a chance to see them.
To see them now.
To see them now before they get really big, and you can be, you know, who in New York doesn't like to be one of those who...
I remember when I saw them. I remember that. Charlie Herman, thanks so much, and thanks for pinch hitting next week.
Happy to do so.
Hey, everybody, that's our show. Thanks for listening to all of it, and thank you, Green Space guests. Really appreciate it. We made it. All of it is produced by Megan Ryan, Rosie Guerin, Catherine Millsap, Ursula Summer, Simon Close, Jordan Loft, Rob Dozer, Matt Miranda is our engineer, and Luscious Jackson does our theme music. Please follow us on Instagram and Twitter @allofitwnyc. I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you so much, and we'll see you soon.